Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about voting in Minnesota, and you have you're chock full of statistics today.
Well, that's my job. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we just had our state caucuses this
right.
last week, where people get together and discuss everything from the office of president on down. But Minnesota's always had a reputation for being, you know, very enthusiastic about voting. We are usually at the top of the list, and the last few years is the same. In the last presidential election in 2008, Minnesota was right at the top of the list there for voter turnout.
Okay, so that's something, I think that's a point of pride.
I think so. It shows civic engagement. It shows caring about your government and who makes up your government.
And perhaps less cynicism.
I would hope, yeah.
You know, like my vote doesn't count, you know.
Yeah,
which,
yeah.
Of course, we've learned in the state of Minnesota in the recent past that your vote indeed does count.
Absolutely. With those very close margins that we've had in a couple races, every vote counts.
No question about it. So are you seeing, you know, I know you've been sort of looking at some of the data and stuff. Are you seeing trends at all in terms of voting and voter turnout and those kinds of things?
Well, I did find one interesting piece of information. And I guess there's been a general consensus over the last few years that in the last 50 years or so, voter turnout has been dropping.
Okay.
You know, people have been losing interest and it's not as high as when it peaked back in the 50s. But there's one interesting thing that I found. A professor at George Mason University in Virginia found that it's actually depends on how you count who's eligible to vote.
Aha.
Yeah, the census counts voting age population, which can actually include a slew of people who are not eligible to vote, even though they're old enough to, and also doesn't include people who are overseas, who don't happen to be in the country at the time, who are eligible to vote. So this guy took that population, took out the people who were ineligible, who would be non-citizens and certain types of felons.
I was going to say.
Yeah, and included the people who were outside the country who were eligible. And he found that in the last 20 years, the voting rate has really jumped way back up and is almost at the peak of where it was back in about 1960. And so it shows that he was demonstrating that people really are engaged and are paying attention and are involved in their political scene.
Very interesting. And of course, I think, is the football still being kicked around in terms of voter identification and that sort of thing?
I think that's still very much a lively debate.
Okay.
of whether that's going to pass or not. There's a lot of arguments on both sides.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see how that plays out at the legislature. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.